Well, on Friday, I had the great opportunity to meet with an inventor, a local inventor named Jeff Radke. He has a company called Neodymics, which we originally met at Hybrid Fest this year. Neodymics is creating a conversion for your bicycle, a conversion that is a battery-operated, battery-powered bicycle. And on Friday, I took it out and had a chance to ride it around, and I spoke with Jeff Radke from Neodymics and wanted to play that for you this morning.
Jeff Radke, I just got back inside from driving your Neodymics cycle motor, and I've got to say I am impressed. Not only that, I think I was going too fast. Tell me a little bit about the Neodymics cycle motor. I first came across it at Hybrid Fest this year, and it was just fascinating, even more so that you are right here in Madison, Wisconsin. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started with the Neodymics cycle motor.
Well, my background is I was trained in engineering here at the UW, nuclear engineering, engineering physics, and I've been self-employed for a few years and started looking at urban pollution issues. And
what made you start to look at urban pollution issues? As a nuclear engineer, figure maybe you'd be working on nuclear engineering and not building the next great revolution in transportation.
Well, I got more involved in instrument development, but as far as urban pollution, after my son was born, I took him home from the hospital and carried him through a cloud of car exhaust from my own car, and realized that I didn't really like that situation. And there are a lot of cars here in town and in every town, and a lot of people.
A lot of bikers, though, in this town, and a lot of great bike paths. I'm guessing the Neodymics cycle motor probably does not go on the Beltline. Now, I just rode it, so I have the luxury of seeing it in action, actually feeling it in action, and it's like it's effortless. For a lazy person, it's perfect. How would you describe the Neodymics cycle motor? It's really just an attachment where your front wheel would go for your bike, right?
Yes, it replaces the front wheel, so you can take basically any standard bicycle, and especially as a quick release, you can just pop the front wheel off and pop this on, and there are toggle clamps that attach it to the drop butts on the fork. And
three clamps. It's just three clamps. You switched around the regular wheel and the Neodymics cycle motor in about 30 seconds, not even. Mm-hmm. And then an extension for the front tire brake. That's about it, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it has right now, it has four battery packs on it and then just a throttle switch. So you just push the throttle up and vroom. And literally that's what I felt, although it was not that noisy. I was louder than my squealing, as you noticed, was louder than your motor. Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit about the motor that's on the tire.
Well, this is it's a dual speed hub motor, so it's a direct drive motor. There are coils inside the motor that are attached to the axle and magnets that are attached inside the hub. So there's no transmission in the motor. It's no gears. It's very quiet and efficient. It's one horsepower, which is enough to get you up pretty much any hill pretty quickly.
I accelerated quite quickly. I couldn't help but notice. A little scary at first getting used to it. But you've got to see it to believe it. And let me give you the website, neodymics.com. That's Neodymics.com is the website. And where are we in the process of making this available for everybody, Jeff?
Well, we're actually looking for investors. We're looking to... we found out that there's no way to produce it here in the States.
No kidding.
Competitive price-wise. So we're looking at getting some investment involved so that we could have them manufactured overseas.
And if you could mass produce these, what do you estimate about the cost would be?
We're hoping to get the price below $1,000.
And with the battery package that's on there now, how much time do you have to be able to be battery-powered on this bike?
Well, the existing battery pack will... give you about 20 miles range at about up to 20 miles an hour.
So 20 miles would take me pretty much anywhere in Dane County for the most part from middle of Madison. Mm-hmm. It's a great start. And so was this, what iteration of this invention is this? I mean, this is a finished product and it looks great. It feels great. So this can't be your first attempt at making this work, can it?
No, I actually... went through about 25 different designs, and this is the second one that I've actually built.
And what happened to the first one?
Well, the first one didn't have any suspension on it. This one does. The reason for that is with the first one would go up to 30 miles an hour, and I hit a pothole in the dark and destroyed the rim on that.
So this next, this second iteration, it has the suspension on the front end. So you've got how much leeway in how much the front tire will bounce for you?
The suspension travels about 3 inches. So
nice.
Handle pretty much any pothole you're likely to encounter.
How can folks that are interested in getting involved in the ground floor of this revolutionary transportation get involved?
Well, we have some early information for investors on the website. There's a PDF file there.
Okay.
And we're working on putting together a prospectus and a business plan that would have more detailed information.
Neodymix.com is the website, and there are, what, 2 billion bikes in the world or around that?
Thereabouts.
But there are also millions and millions of automobiles. If we could take local transportation and switch it to bikes, which you can pedal or you can motor, do you have any sort of inkling as to how drastically that could change our transportation pollution, our transportation congestion, and create a real fundamental transportation solution?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with people's attitude about bicycles in general. I think the more people that we get on bicycles, there's probably some threshold there. If we get so many people on bicycles, auto drivers will be more aware of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that probably key to that is making it easy to commute. And the way that the electric bike can help is it makes it easy so that you can work up a sweat on your way home, but not on your way to work.
So if you have to suit it, which I don't, luckily, but if you do have to suit it, you can take the motor to work and then, you know, take the suit, put it in your backpack and bike on home and get the exercise you need for the day. This all seems to be, where are we in the timeline on this? When will I be able to buy this? Now, the problem I have, Jeff, let me stop you there. I have a stationary bicycle, so mm-hmm. It doesn't actually go anywhere, but it would be good to get the exercise in just by flipping the throttle switch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where are we in the process here of making the Neodymix cycle motor available for mass production and mass consumption?
Well, we're working with a manufacturer to try to have them made overseas, and I think it's a matter of getting together. Well, marketing is a big aspect of this too. Finding a retailer that would be interested could help.
So capital and marketing are where we are right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I will market it for you. The Neodymix cycle motor kicks ass. How's that?
Sounds good.
I don't know. Maybe it doesn't fit the niche market or the audience that we're going for. I don't know. I just had a blast on it outside, and it was perfect on this hot, muggy day. I didn't have to worry about sweating because I just got going. Let me ask you this. Are there any safety issues that we should deal with the Neodymix cycle motor, or have you already addressed them?
Well, our initial production model, I think we would probably limit the speed to 20 miles an hour. And a few years ago, the Consumer Product Safety Commission decided that if you have an electric bike that won't go over 20 miles an hour and has 1 horsepower or less of power, it's considered a bicycle and not an electric bike, not a motor vehicle. Anyway, it's considered a bicycle.
Okay.
So that does something as far as the as far as the safety. We've got the federal government saying that this is considered a bicycle.
I'm guessing you probably didn't take the Beltline into the studio this morning?
No.
But you came all the way from the west side, and how long, and we are here on South Fish Hatchery at the, you know, pretty much the end of Fish Hatchery Road. How long did it take you to make that commute this morning?
I think it was about almost 10 miles, and I think it took me about 25 minutes.
I think of congested times on the Beltline, and I think to get about 10 miles on the Beltline during rush hour, about 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And is there the next step is obviously you need folks to get on board with Neodymix online at neodymix.com. And it's quiet. It's one of a kind. It's environmentally safe. I mean, your focus to begin with was the environment that your son was going to grow up in, right?
Yes.
And so this becomes, this just seems like a solution all around. Has anybody come to you with an issue that you have not been able to resolve yet about the Neodymix cycle motor? I don't see a downside. That's what I'm looking for. Okay, what's mm-hmm. the catch? What's the rub?
I think that a lot of it is really public acceptance.
Of what?
Of of bicycles.
Getting off their gas guzzlers and
I think so.
Getting on two wheels?
I think we're kind of spoiled in this country from relatively inexpensive gasoline.
But if we look at the real cost of gasoline, it's a whole different story, though. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the famous quotes from Hybrid Fest this year from one of the hypermilers in the Miles Per Gallon Challenge, who was passed by a big SUV on the Miles Per Gallon Challenge course and shook his fist and screamed out the window, "Don't you know that gas costs lives?" And it was funny, but it was also true. And so this would solve a lot. How you, with the battery packs you have, they're just like right now what you have are DeWalt industrial drill batteries, right?
No, they're actually a very special battery. DeWalt came out with this battery pack that uses cells that were made by A123 Systems, and they're the only company that I know of that's actually got a commercial product right now that has these cells in them. But they're they have a very long cycle life. They're a safe lithium chemistry. They won't catch fire or explode the way that other lithium batteries may.
Ooh, that's a good thing. and how long does it take to recharge those batteries once you use them up going 20 miles or 25 miles around there?
They recharge in an hour.
Really? That fast?
Mm-hmm.
I always thought the recharge time on those batteries were all night and all day. Maybe it's just my cell phone that takes all night to recharge.
Well, like I said, these are special batteries. You can actually discharge this battery fully and recharge it in an hour, and you can do that at least 2,000 times, which is the equivalent of 30,000 miles on that bicycle.
Now, there were a couple of gauges on the Neodymic cycle motor. One of them I understood was a speedometer. I'm that smart. What's the other gauge on there, and what does that do?
There's an amp hour gauge that tells you how much, energy you've used out of the battery pack.
In essence, a fuel gauge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I watched you switch the tires yourself. It was as quick and as simple as taking the tire off before you go into work if you have to leave your bike in a public place. It seemed simple enough. I don't see a downside yet, and I'm trying to find, where the struggle is to make this so. And if it's just getting people on bicycles, I think I can help with that.
Great.
Jeff Radke, for more information, neodymics.com, NEODYMICS.com. And is there any other information we're missing outside of the fact that I wish I could share with everybody the ride I just had outside?
Good question. I can't think of anything offhand.
Well, I want to offer this forum for you anytime. To keep us in the loop of what's taking place with the Neodymic cycle motor, a revolutionary invention right from our own backyard, from Jeff Radke. Come back and let us know where you are in the process, and let us know when we can buy it, and let us know if you need any marketing, because I happen to be marketing savvy. Neodymic cycle motor kicks ass.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Radke, neodymics.com. Make sure you check it out. We'll put a link on our little section of the mic921.com. And if you ever get a chance to take a test ride, believe me, it is one of a kind. Smooth sailing. Thank you very much.